ambulatory clinics, including abortion clinics, are required to have an agreement with a nearby hospital called transfer agreements so that the hospital will take a patient there if something goes wrong. The Ohio Department of Health says the Capital Care Center, a women's clinic in Toledo that performs abortions, has a transfer agreement with the University of Michigan Hospital, some 52 miles away. But that's not a valid agreement. Ohio Right to Life's Mike Gonadakis is praising this ruling.
To allow an abortion clinic to have another state, especially the state of Michigan, a hospital to enter an agreement with them that's more than 50 miles away, it's on borderline absurdity. I think most Ohioans believe in the common sense approach that we should have our own people within our borders and our own institutions regulating all types of medical industries.
The Capital Care Center did have a transfer agreement with the University of Toledo Hospital up until a couple of years ago when state lawmakers passed a law that said state-owned hospitals could not have transfer agreements with ambulatory centers that performed abortions, a bill that was supported by Ohio Right to Life as well as other abortion opponents. Most of the hospitals near Toledo are either owned by the state or a religious institution that opposes abortion. The Michigan hospital was the closest hospital that would sign a transfer agreement with the center. The conflict over this transfer agreement's validity will be questioned in court as the center plans to sue the state. But right now, the center is one step closer to closing. Still, Gonadakis says he doesn't see it as a victory.
Well, I'm not sure it's a victory, Joe, because they're still open and they're still operating. They're going to appeal this, so their doors will remain open during the litigation. So a victory is when we can end abortion. That's what our goal is at Ohio Right to Life.
I suppose that's their fantasy. If they close all the abortion clinics, that women won't have abortions anymore. But that has never been true.
That's Kelly Copeland of NARAL Pro-Choice, Ohio. She says a possible closure of the Toledo clinic won't make abortion go away. She says, just look at what happened in Texas.
You know, we have seen in Texas where abortion clinics have closed that women are attempting to terminate their own pregnancies, that they are obtaining medications and taking them in an attempt to terminate their own pregnancies, that that they are taking desperate measures. And we would expect to see the exact same thing happen in Toledo.
Copeland says the new laws on the books won't get rid of abortions, but will instead make them more dangerous.
And there's no medical reason that these clinics are being closed. I mean, we're talking about regulatory red tape that has been politically designed to close clinics. This is not a safety issue. I mean, the complication rate for abortion in Ohio is something like 0.13%. You know, it's less than 0.2% complication rate in Ohio.
One abortion clinic that was operating in Toledo prior to Kasich being elected in 2010 has already closed its doors. The Center for Choice shut down last year because it could not come up with a valid transfer agreement after operating with one for more than 3 years. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.